Hi, it's Elise.
Hey y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is episode, I have no idea. We recorded like a few things back to back, but released them differently. So let's just call this episode 14 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Woo! So yeah, we're going to be just going in between, I think, co-hosts of Kay and sometimes Hannah and however it works out. So I'm excited about that. And today's episode is about, what is it about, Kay?
Insecurities.
Insecurities. It's a pretty hefty topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I feel like, okay, so in my own experience, I grew up in a family, my maternal side was all very focused on looks. Like,
very vain.
Yes, very vain. My great grandma, my grandmother, my mom, they're all just these absolutely stunning women. And my great grandma put so much pressure on my grandmother that she was taking speed, stay thin, and ultimately is what gave her Parkinson's later in life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And my mom was pretty focused on how she looked and how we looked. And my great grandma told her one time, like, I think I was 9. If the girls lose weight, I'll give them money. Yeah. So, and I wasn't like a Maury fat kid. Okay. You know what I'm talking about when I say Maury fat?
No.
Okay. They have these really fat babies on Maury. Like, I wasn't like that. It was just like a little girl with just like a little bit of chubbiness. It wasn't
right.
You know, if you look,
you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're
a kid. I was a kid. So I was put on a diet when I was 10. Yeah. So that has been my, my journey with physical insecurities.
Yeah, pretty much this. It's like the same. I don't know about my grandmother, is the same way. My mom, oh my goodness, my mom, she is absolutely gorgeous. Like, I remember growing up so jealous of my mom because she was just beautiful. And my great grandmother, like, I don't know, I don't think mine goes back that far. It may, I don't know. But my mom was a model. So she was, you know, forced to be very thin. So she moved here like before she had me. So in the 90s, and she got out of modeling and actually became a well-nourished person and was still very, very thin. And it just kind of like, I think when you go through that for so many years, when you're that young, like early 20s and in your late teens, that it just kind of carried on throughout her adulthood. She still obsesses over what she eats, and she never put pressure on me. She always made an effort to like, not say that I was fat and stuff like that. Bikini season was rough as a child because she would try to like, I could tell like she wanted me in a one piece because I was chubby. I was very chubby. Like, and I wanted to wear like the tank top ones with the shorts, that whatever was cool back then, but they were so non-flattering. Like, let's just be honest. And she didn't want me wearing that. Like, she wanted me to be kind of covered, but I don't know that it was out of malice or more so like she didn't want other people saying stuff because, you know, as a parent, you know what other people are saying about your kid. And
yeah.
But I would watch her live off of like cheese and crackers. She was very thin.
My mom was too. It was a very petite family.
But then I think back on it. Oh, we ain't petite, girl. I'm the most petite one in my family and I'm 6 feet tall. So.
Jeez. So what are your specific insecurities physically and emotionally?
Okay. So physically, I hate being tall. I have acne and cellulite and mom boobs and like a mom body. I don't like my complexion. like pretty much every, I feel like everything, like I can pick myself apart inside and out for hours, probably. It's really not okay. But I mean, and then emotionally, like I feel insecure as a mom. As a stepmom, actually, I became more insecure after I had Everly. I became more insecure as a stepmom too. And as a wife, I think like all of those internalized things that you don't realize are there. Like I think it's just the whole thought of just never being good enough, whatever that comes from. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you.
And you?
Mine are, it's always been weight. My physical ones have always been weight. My teeth, they're just not straight. And my brother and sister, straight ass teeth, no braces.
But are they funny?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah. I mean, we all laugh together.
That doesn't mean they're funny. I laugh at people that aren't funny all the time. Like, you can't have it all. Okay. Like you can't have everything. I'm sorry that you feel like your teeth might be a little more crooked than your sister and your brothers, but
they're very straight. Very straight. It's just, it's like unfair. They never even had braces and they're so straight. This is like, what the hell? But anyway, yeah, I hate my teeth. And yeah, my weight, my thighs are the worst. They're so bad. And then, emotionally, obviously I struggle with, feeling good enough, feeling worthy and feeling lovable to anybody. So those are the things that I struggle with. So we also asked on our Instagrams what people's insecurities are, and I'm going to read some of them. I have hyperhidrosis, teeth and terrible anxiety, weight, a scar across lower back, lower part of my legs, ankles and feet. This one's paralyzed, adult acne. Hair, it's a frizzy, unflattering mess. That I'll never be good enough to be loved the way I hope to be. Breasts, they are cone-shaped and have never been perky. Mama tummy, stretch marks, chin, nose, belly, weight, lisp, nose and little boobs. Weight. Arms and extra boobage. My body shape, thinning hair, weight, stomach, acne, stomach, boobs. Yeah. So that's a general consensus of what people have been saying.
Yeah.
What women have been saying.
About their self.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty much the same kind of stuff on my end. I did get how people view me. Rather my adult friends have other friends that they like more than me, I want to be their favorite. Their smile. One of my really good friends said that she is worried that she's always going to say the wrong things, like all the time, which is weird that she says that, because I always think about the things that I've said to people and it eats me alive. Like, did I say something offensive? Like, did I say it this way or in a way that could be taken wrong? Like, it like plays over and over and over in my head. And my accent, the birthmark on her face, she has a port wine stain. Everything is what one friend of mine said. Being an unmarried mom. And that the one who said that is from where I'm from, which is a very small town. It's very judgmental. So I can see, like, I would feel the same way if I were back home. You know what I mean? Like, I felt very insecure about telling people back home that I was pregnant before I was married.
Wow.
Yeah. Mom, belly, mom, boobs, acne, same, my body, my teeth. A big insecurity for me is that in me sharing truth that I have learned and that has taken so much hard work, that others will feel judged and will take it critically and shut down. Sometimes it causes me not to share in that moment. And I want them to feel accepted. I don't want to lose that friendship with them.
Sounds like anxiety.
Maybe. She has a, she speaks out on a lot of things. She was a pastor. people listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, she also, she was a model too. She said that she, another one was that eating disorder passed in a former model. She's working through a lot of that and really pushing herself, but
yeah. Yeah.
It's, and I think sad. Also, yeah, it is. And like, also, I don't know if yours were all like within the same, probably within 10 years of our age. Growing up in the early 2000s was rough. Like, it was publicized so much about like Beyonce being called fat. I mean, like all of these people who were thin and beautiful and like what I always thought was like perfect, and they are being completely torn apart on like publicly on social media, on in the news, like in or not news, but like the magazines and all the stuff that they talked about these people. And just, I'm like, well, if that's what they look like to you, what do I look like?
I'm trying to remember. I grew up in the 90s. So it was like the, what, the heroin chic? Do you remember? Not you. You don't remember. heroin chic was like Kate Moss, where they, where these women literally look like they're addicted to heroin. It's called heroin chic. But on the other hand, I also grew up when grunge was a thing. Mm-hmm. And so the style was big clothes. So that was amazing for me.
Yeah.
Big oversized jeans and shirts and the whole lot. Did you have
a chain on your jeans?
Flannels. I did have a chain on a wallet. Yep. Yep. It was a hemp wallet. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got from Hot Topic?
I don't remember where. No, Greenfields. Greenfields.
I don't know what that is.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't shop it. Was Hot Topic even a thing?
I don't know. It was a thing before I got my driver's license. So
I don't think so. I don't think Hot Topic was a thing when I was a kid. When Spencer's, I was a teenager. Was before. Spencer's, yes.
Yeah, that's where you got your wallet.
do remember where I was when I found out Kurt Cobain killed himself. I was at high school. I was a freshman. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know, but I was pretty lucky. There was no social media. We were all pretty poor. So that was something. And the clothes were big, flannels everywhere. So that helped, but I still remember feeling very uncomfortable in my body.
Yeah. I asked my husband if he thought that I was more insecure with my physical appearance after having Everly. Because some days I feel like I am, and then some days I don't. And he was like, absolutely, you are like way more insecure. And I was like, so I really just stopped caring that much to the point where I don't even know if I'm if I'm that insecure anymore. But then when I actually have to get dressed and like go out in public, then I feel it. Or like when I go to work, I'm like, oof. Like, thank God I wear scrubs, but still there's different moments where I feel more insecure than others, that's for sure.
Okay, so question though, when you feel that way, when you are getting ready to go out somewhere and you're dressing up and you're doing your hair and your makeup and you think you look terrible, what is your perception of what happens then when you go out and you're out in the world? Like, why do you think that you feel so bad? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think people are going to think? And all of the stuff, like what goes through your head?
I just feel, for me, I feel like everyone looks at me because I am so tall and I'm blonde. Like, I stick out like a sore thumb. So I do feel like it's hard for me to blend in. And I just feel like they are like everything from head to toe. They're seeing everything that's wrong with me. That's how it feels. Like, if I'm wearing shorts, I know that they see my cellulite. If I'm wearing a tank top, I know they see my arm tits. Do you know what arm tits are? It's like,
no.
Right? It's like in your armpit, you get that fat in your armpit. But it's like the little pudge in the front. I actually went for a consultation to get it chopped off and like got scared and wouldn't do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Lord help me. Okay.
They were gonna have to put me to sleep. So I was like, no, I'll just keep it. It's fine.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think a lot of the times is like what the narrative of growing up was from our parents.
Yeah.
and what they were saying. I have a friend who, you know, her mom was the same and really cared about her weight. And, you know, she didn't wear shorts. And so then her daughter didn't wear shorts.
Yeah.
Forever. Same. And
I forgot that part actually. Like that was the same. My mom was the same way. It wasn't until I moved away from home. Like it was like my early 20s before I started wearing shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is sad. Right.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like I forgot completely.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. And so, I mean, what are we doing? And bathing suits? Oh my gosh. And then I, for the first time in 6 years, I got new bathing suits this year.
I'm so excited.
And the one I've been wearing was one of those. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
It is. You're right. You're right.
It's super embarrassing. It was one of those one piece with a skirt. And it's like, ugh, it's like, oh my God, because I hate my thighs. And I was like, buy
two piece and just look like buy you a two piece and just try it on like something that actually, cause two pieces are flattering. Like they can be cut and look really nice and look way better. Like I do not look good in a one piece. Like I will never, ever look good in a one piece. And the shorts bottoms. Oh no, man. Oh no, no, no. I don't care what I have going on down there. We cannot put those shorts on it.
Like, yeah. Yeah. So
have you got your bathing suits in yet?
I got one of them in. Yeah.
Do you like them?
I like messaged a friend and I was like, is the top too tight? I think I need to exchange the top. And she's like, if you exchange the top, then it would be like hanging on you. And I'm like, what should a bathing suit look like on? I couldn't even think about it because I'm like, wait, is it supposed to be snug? I can't remember.
It's supposed to be tight. Like the skirt is the reason why you didn't understand why the long sleeves freak me out when they get wet, because you're used to all that fabric. Oh my gosh.
I don't have sleeves on my bathing suit. Let me just FYI that, because people are going to be like, she wore a bathing suit with sleeves and a skirt. No, y'all, no.
She was talking about my child.
Yeah, she's talking about the kids' rash guards.
Yes, they're gross. Like they feel gross when they get wet to me. But the reason why she didn't agree with me on that is because she's used to all this fabric.
Shut up.
I'm so glad that you traded that bathing suit in.
6 years I've had it. And
I feel like you're still going to put that bitch on.
No. It makes me feel like a fuddy duddy soccer mom.
Fuddy duddy.
Yeah. Fuddy duddy, whatever. So I decided to get two piece and, you know, they're not mid drift bearing. They're not. Mm-hmm. But I just see a lot of like body positivity on social media now, mm-hmm. and TikTok, and these women look so gorgeous.
They do. Lizzo, and, man, have you seen her and some of her stuff? Like, yeah. I'm like, you go girl. I didn't care for her that much. But when I started following her on TikTok, I was like, I really like her. Like
that's what another one of my friends always says, like, you have a fat girl past personality. So it's like, you have to have a good personality. You can't just skate by on your looks. So it's like, I have a fat girl personality. So, yeah, that's awesome. I'm awesome. You have to like, you can't just coast by on your looks.
No, like you. Yeah. Mm-mm.
So, yeah. So basically that was me for, and I still struggle with weight issues. I lost a good amount of weight. I still have, I'm struggling losing the rest of it. I go back and forth between wanting to be body positive and to just hating what I look like.
Do you think if you were skinny, quote unquote skinny, if you were a size, what size, like whatever size?
6'4".
Anything that's lower than your size now.
Right. All right.
So will you then feel differently about yourself? Because I don't feel any different about myself now as a size 8 than I did when I was a size 12 or when I was a size 14.
You don't feel any different about yourself?
Not really.
Yeah. It's that's one thing I could say is that there have been times in my life where I've gotten pretty big. Well, actually one time, and that just so happened to be when we were filming A&E. So that was the best. I look at those pictures and I think, oh my God, I don't ever want to be like that again. But then there's times where like I was bigger and I would look at the pictures from when I was thinner and I would think, oh my God, what was I complaining about? I would kill to be that size again. So I'm really trying to like live in that right now. I'm just like, I know I need to lose more weight, but I think, okay, what Elise during the A&E filming, look at Elise now and she would want to smack her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She'd be like, ugh.
That's what everybody says that. Like, I wish I was as fat as I was when I was like, when I thought I was fat before.
Yeah.
And you were smaller or whatever. Yeah. I had to like change my mentality because it was just really, it was really, really messing with me. Like, especially when I was pregnant, I had a really, really hard time. Like, I remember Googling diets while you're pregnant. And I was like, this is not okay. Like, I cannot be this type of person. I would have like, I had terrible anxiety because of it. I mean, it was just horrible. But I gained 50 pounds in 35 weeks when I was pregnant. And I lost it. I packed up my pregnancy clothes and I was back in my pre-pregnancy clothes when she was 3 weeks old.
I don't think that's healthy.
Duh. That's my point. That's my point, is that it is not healthy to be obsessed over anything like that. Like, because you're going to go to the extreme that you want to reach that goal. And it didn't change the way that I felt. Like, I didn't feel better. I didn't feel prettier at 3 weeks than I did the day that I had her. Like, it did not matter. And even over the years when I've made big, like when I've lost a lot of weight at one point, I didn't feel any different. And it was weird too, because I would still buy the same size clothes, or like I was never, it's just a weird, insecurities are like a real, it's almost like a mental illness. Like,
yeah. And body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
So I noticed that too, when I'm talking to my girlfriends, we start to dig in about ourselves to each other. You ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a few times where I've stopped and said, like, we cannot talk about ourselves like this to each other. We just can't. It's like, let's just focus on what we love, because ultimately what's happening is this. I look at you and I see like, oh, she's so tall and she's so pretty and thin, and you're looking at me and saying her hair is amazing or whatever you would say about me. Right. And we're each loving something about each other, right, that we wish we had.
Right.
So then like, why couldn't we embrace that in ourselves?
Instead of like, what also, what about if I saw you the way that you saw you, or you saw me the way that I see me, like that's it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to do again with body dysmorphia. It has to do with a lot of how we were raised. I mean, I hate to say it and I hate to put it on our moms and grandparents and everything else, but it's like, it's how they grew up too. And we have to be really cognizant of not doing that to our girls.
Yeah. That gets really deep for me, because I am kind of vain still, but I can't help it. And I don't want to project that onto my girls, because I have 4 bonus daughters who do not have a complex about their appearance at all.
Nice.
And then Everly, who is little, I mean, she's 18 months old. So I'm very conscious of the things that I say. And like, I don't want them to hear me say that I'm fat or I'm not going to eat that or anything about carbs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to ever hear me say that.
Yeah. And it's the getting into pictures,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have to take pictures with our kids.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, can you really imagine? I'm trying to think of, you know, as the listeners know, my mom has a terminal illness. And, you know, I don't really have any pictures with us, with the two of us.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad. So when I have, I take pictures with Felicity all the time. Do I ever want to? Did I go through a period for a while that I wasn't taking any? Yeah. Yeah. But then I'm like, no, you only get to see your mom kind of looking young once, right. You know? And so I think that's important. I think it's important to be like, if you want to wear shorts, wear the shorts.
Wear the shorts.
Wear the shorts, man. It's hot.
It's so hot. And I didn't wear tank tops until like a couple years ago. Didn't really like to show my arms. I still don't really like it, but my ass is sweating. So we're going to wear them. And y'all are going to see my butt cheeks this summer because it's also hot. I mean, I'm just going to fake tan them beforehand. Like, just put some tanner on it and it's fine.
Yeah. Everything looks good when it's tan, right?
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. It does. It does. Mm-hmm.
But that's, and that's the thing. I'm not going to, you know, my friend is having a pool party for her daughter. And you know what? I'm going to go swim. Do you know why? Because I love swimming.
And it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. I don't really care. Like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if they think I look terrible in my bathing suit? How's that going to affect me?
Do you ever, like, I don't ever feel like I have looked at someone in their bathing suit and been like, ugh, they are too big for that. Or they should not wear that.
No, I think I usually say good for you.
That's how I do get a little, there has been a time at the beach where it was a man though.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing some extremely small bathing suit bottoms. And I was like, whoa, that's inappropriate, sir. that was just that one time. And it was a little, but I don't feel like for women, I've never felt like I don't know that I can say I've seen that I see those insecurities that they see in their self or that like that you see in yourself. I don't see you like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't.
We got a lot of work to do, ladies.
We do. And I think I think there's a push. I think Gen Z is really pushing the whole body positivity thing, which is pretty amazing. I also saw another video where a woman was at a party. Okay. And I talked to Nick about this. Okay. So a woman was at a party, young woman, and she's got that fat ass and big tits and those thick thighs. Okay. That's me. That's me. I got them thick thighs, fat ass, and I got tits.
Me too, but my boobs look kind of like puppy dog ears.
No, like, but I'm over. Okay, but you don't know. See, that's the difference. You do not have thick thighs and a fat ass. I promise you. I promise you. I got thick thighs and a fat ass. Like legit. Okay. Legit.
I hear you, girlfriend.
And that's okay. That's okay. We're beautiful as we are. This is how God made us. The Lord made us this way and we are perfect.
Bless.
Bless. Amen. But so she looks over or she's talking to a guy there and he said, God, I love a fat ass and big titties. And she looks over at his girlfriend across the room and she's rail thin. She's rail thin. She doesn't have any ass or tits. Then she says, she looks out and she says, like, is there some kind of standard that a man feels like he has to fill? Like, to be, I guess, approved in society, the type of woman he's supposed to date.
Yes.
And so I asked Nick this too, because I thought it was really interesting. And he said, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Nick, no, I do have to back him up and say the dude loves women just in general. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The man has types, but they're emotional types, not physical types. So, you know, and he said, yeah. And that's really sad to me That's really sad. A man, I feel, and this isn't about men and getting that approval from men, but I just thought it was interesting, you know? And honestly, I didn't even realize this, but like a lot of men really do like them thick thighs, fat ass, and big titties.
Because like, they why do. Not?
Oh my God. Like I thought I was going to have such a problem getting dates. No, I don't. And so that's also like, you know, I don't know. I still have a problem. Sex is still an issue for me. The whole being naked thing, because I really hate my tummy.
You better turn them lights off, girl. Put a candle on. Put
I know. Some guys are just like, I want light. It's like, no. Can we just feel each other?
Can we just feel each other? No, that is the last thing I wanted to do.
Like, no, I just wanted to feel where it goes in. I'll guide him there, man.
All right. So like pitch black, like you would prefer to have sex in the complete dark.
Oh yeah. When it's complete darkness, I feel like the most free.
I need like a little bit of light, like just a little, like I need to be able to see.
No, I'm good.
No, you're just dark. Dark. Like I like, are you like questioning whether your eyes are open or closed dark?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But that, and trust me, this, I have not gotten this type of sex since I've separated. All guys that I've had sex with definitely like some light. So I've had to get used to that.
Yeah. Because that's pretty, I feel like that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I mean, just like a little bit, like a little, like a wax warmer glow or
something. A wax warmer glow. Get out of here. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been experimenting. I got a lamp for my bedroom. Okay. And so I was like, well, it's not the light. It's not the TV. You know, I'll just do the lamp. No, the lamp was very bright. I even tried to get like a low light. I'm like, damn it. So maybe I could try the candle warmer. Next time. It's just, I don't know. I really wish that I could be more confident when it came to sex.
It takes the right person to make you feel comfortable, because I remember once I got divorced and like moved on, it was really weird for me because our marriage was, he like destroyed me as a person, pointed out all of my everything physical that was not my favorite. Like he really enjoyed telling me that I had cellulite or that I was fat or whatever. And it, you carry that with you, mm-hmm. or like, and even if he didn't say it, I knew that he was thinking it, or I always thought that he was thinking it,
yeah,
regardless. And it's just like, it doesn't feel good. And you feel like everybody sees you that way. Like you're supposed to love me. This is what you see in me. So now this is what everyone sees. That was kind of how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really freaking sad. So, I mean, how do we fix this?
Well, I actually looked it up.
Oh, how to fix it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's hear.
So, affirm your value, prioritize your needs, embrace the awkward, challenge your thoughts, keep good company, step away, reflect on the good, and my favorite, this is going to be your favorite too, make a time and place for joy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Not happiness, but joy.
Joy. And talk to our daughters differently.
Mm-hmm.
Even about ourselves. We can tell our daughters all day about how they can be accepted and they're beautiful as they are and la, la, la. But if we are treating ourselves a certain type of way, that's what they get from that.
Yeah, because like I said, like my mom never said anything to me about being fat or she would hate, like she hated it whenever I would say anything bad about myself. She didn't want me wearing makeup when I was in middle school because her whole thing was that you're beautiful the way that you are. And it's because of the way that she felt like she was treated as a child because she was in the modeling industry and they were so harsh. And so she did make a point to say those things to me, but what I saw her treat herself, like the things that I saw from her were that she's eating, like doing the Atkins diet or whatever. And she would be jumping on the trampoline in the living room for like an hour. It was ridiculous. I mean, and it was like, I'm looking at her and she's absolutely beautiful. And then she's talking about herself, like she's not treating herself like she thinks she's beautiful. So affirming your value is, it's listed as number one, and it should be number one. Like that is where you have to know your worth, because if you don't, nobody else does either.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
just sad. You treat yourself like you're fat, and if you treat yourself like you see yourself as overweight, or if you treat yourself like
you're ugly.
Like you're ugly, or you know, your boobs are saggy or whatever, other people see that. That's how you're treating yourself. And I mean, and it gets really, it's hard to love someone who sees themselves like that. Like Marcus gets on me all the time whenever I say, I don't like the way this looks, or like it shows my legs and stuff. And he's like, he gets mad because he's like, if I said these things to you about yourself, like you would be so upset with me. So why is it okay for you to say that about yourself?
Yep.
And that is so true. Like it was so, and I was like, now I really need to do better. So I've tried to tone it down a little bit, but sometimes I'm just upset with the way I'm looking.
Yeah, I know.
It is true. Like if he were to say that to me, like, oh, you need to take those shorts off because I can see the cellulite in your legs, or I can see the veins in your legs, I would be so pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know, what's really crazy is that I think all kids see their moms as beautiful.
Yeah, they do. Also see, and they see, what they see even more is how their moms treat their self.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, you know, when your mom doesn't wear shorts, you don't wear shorts. Your mom doesn't wear tank tops, you don't wear tank tops.
I used to sit, and Everly was doing this the other day while I was getting dressed, and I was like, I said, oh, I guess I don't get ready in peace. Like that doesn't exist here. And then I looked at her and she was sitting on the floor and she's just looking at me while I'm doing my makeup.
Yeah.
And I was like, I used to do this to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if I was 18 months old when I was just watching my mom get ready in amazement, the way that Everly was looking at me, because I did, like when I was five, when I do remember watching her get ready, I was watching her like, and always thinking how pretty she was, like how I wanted to look like her. So I was like, I wonder if that's what she's thinking, that my mommy's really pretty and I want to be like my mommy. Like, is that what she's thinking when she's 18 months old? Like, when does that thought process start? You know? But it was just like, when is Felicity probably does your makeup for you.
She does her makeup when I do my makeup sometimes. So, but yeah, she loves going into the bedroom with me, and sometimes she just sits on the bed and watches me. And I did the same with my mom too. God, I thought she was so glamorous in her perfume.
Perfume. Do you wear perfume?
Yeah, I do. Not every day, but I do pretty often. Yes, Felicity watches me, and I watched my mom. And I remember in fourth grade. Okay, so we moved to a lot of schools when I was a kid. And because we moved a lot, and fourth grade is the only grade where I wasn't liked. I came into this new school and everybody was so tight knit, and I wasn't liked for some reason. And I was always liked where I was. I was always like a popular kid. I have a good personality. And so fourth grade was really hard for me. And Erin Mouch, I'll always remember her, coined the nickname Alicia the Butthole. and everybody laughs, but I promise you, as a 9-year-old, I was tormented by that.
That is horrible.
Like, it is horrible, but people think it's so funny. And y'all, Kay is laughing her ass off right now. You just can't hear it or see it.
Because I used to call this guy, his name was Wayne, and I used to call him Wayne Payne Doodoo Stain.
You know what? And I still hate Aaron Mouch. I hate her. I saw her on Facebook one time and I was like, bitch. Like, who does it? I didn't even do anything to her. And here I was like, bro, I had such a hard childhood. Legit. I really did. And school was always one of those safe places for me. Oh. And a lot of times I didn't want to go home from school, but fourth grade was hard because it wasn't a safe space for me.
Right.
And I remember my mom would have to come up for something or other. And I would always say like, okay, mom, make sure that you put your makeup on and do your hair and stuff. Because I was thinking like, if they saw that my mom was pretty, maybe they would be easier on me.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Like, but it was hard because I was really chubby and I'm like, I'm very pigeon-toed. So my feet turn in.
Okay.
A lot. And I was tall. I had a bowl cut like Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. I was just so like, it was rough. It was a rough time for me. But my mom was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls were mean to me. Very mean to me.
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't wear name brand clothes or anything like that. And I was quiet and kind of weird. Kind of like I am. I'm a little weird now, you know. But I mean, the weird things that people that are more that you may appreciate about me now were not.
Yeah.
Like people didn't appreciate that back then. It just made me weird. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I do remember like trying to like live through my mom in a way. Like I remember thinking that a lot is that they would be nice to me if they met my mom.
Yeah, exactly. If maybe, yes, that's exactly what I thought too. Is like, well, maybe if they see my mom and she's pretty, then they'll be nicer to me because that just makes me pretty by association.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll think like, oh, she'll grow up to be pretty. And I'll tell you right now, as hard as it was at times, I'm happy I didn't peak in high school.
Why is that?
Because then it led me to peak at 40, bitch.
You can peak more than once, girlfriend.
Well, I have only peaked once so far, and it's at 40.
Maybe it'll be again, like, when you're, like, 70, and then you'll be Nana.
I hope to be somewhat similar to my Nana. The few things that we can do, that we could try, and I don't have a cure-all for this. I don't, because I struggle with it. You struggle with this. I think we need to practice lifting each other up and stop. And we've been pretty good at that. I think a lot of us women do. But here's the thing. We also allow each other to bash ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, it's not uncommon for my friend to be like, ugh, I gained 20 pounds. I gained so much weight. It feels so fat. It's not uncommon for me to hear that and then just be like, oh, that sucks. I feel you, blah, blah, blah. And then start talking about my own shit, right? Like, yeah. No, I feel you, man. I didn't used to have this tummy. I think we could stop that. I think if you stop your friend, if you're, again, mindful of it.
Right.
So you stop your friend, just be like, you know what? I don't think that. And let's tell each other about the good things that we think about one another. Let's keep that positive talk. I think that's a good thing to do.
It is. I agree.
So when you are bashing yourself and like, ugh, I look terrible, you know, I'm just going to be like, you absolutely don't. And you're not going to talk like that in front of me. And we're going to talk about how amazing you look.
That's a good way to shut me up because that makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yes. You're not very good with compliments.
I'm not.
Yeah.
It is really bad. Like
it's harder. It's easier for most people to hear insults about themselves than compliments.
Very true.
Yeah. Which is really sad.
It is sad.
And while we could praise someone and we might praise someone, we also look at it like, I wish that were me. or why couldn't this happen to me? Or why can't I be like this? Or why don't I have this? Or blah, 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 blah. And, you know, like you said, like everybody says, and you hear this a lot in the special needs community, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
But that also can be used for anything, really.
I think you can care about your appearance and prioritize self-care and your makeup and whatever. It's what you say, like, and how you act. So you can still do all these things and still not promote it in an unhealthy way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the balance that we have to find. And I feel it so much raising girls. Like, I do not want to hear. One of my daughters actually chimed in on Instagram about her insecurity. And I immediately texted her back and I was like, did you say this or did someone else say this about you? Because I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
Someone would say something that made her feel that way.
Yeah. But can you imagine if we lifted all of our daughters up like that? I made them feel good. How bullying would not be much of a thing anymore.
I know. It would be great. I was bullied in school. Were you bullied in school?
Only show the butthole, yeah. But that's what we need to do. We need to work on ourselves and love ourselves. And I think when we do that, our insecurities fall off.
Agreed.
So I think that's the bottom line. And that if you are saying things about yourself or showing, you know, it's what are they? Kids learn by what you do, not what you say. You know, you just have to be cognizant of that. And even if it makes you super uncomfortable, get in the picture, get in the bathing suit, get in those shorts.
Be a doer.
Yeah, be a doer. That's funny. So if you have any topics that you want us to cover, dating stories, secrets, advice you need, please go to www.loveherleaveherwild.com. That's all one word. And submit in the about section. This show is sponsored by Rose and Grace. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook. The upcoming book by me, Love Her, Leave Her Wild. The nonprofit Dear Mom, an organization that supports mothers with children with Down syndrome, and Never Alone at North. Go give them some love on Instagram. So we will catch you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.